Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with your hosts, me, Steve Thomas.
And myself, Leslie Thomas.
We are the husband and wife team behind Alpine Property Investments, helping clients to find their dream property in the mountains of France and Switzerland.
The aim of this podcast is to share with you everything to do with purchasing a ski property, including the where, what, why, and how to buy.
With real insider information that comes from knowing the mountains as intimately as we do. To us, this is not just a business, but a real demonstration of helping clients invest in lifestyle.
We want this podcast to be your go-to place for all things buying and owning a ski property.
Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with me, Steve Thomas. With the Easter weekend beginning for many tomorrow, while I know some listeners will be disappointed to hear, this is a good time for us to break for our winter season and begin to look forward to the start of the summer in the Alps. In this final episode, I want to therefore explore some of the upcoming festivals, events, and key dates that make summers in the Alps such an amazing time. Enjoying thousands of kilometres of hiking and mountain biking trails, as well as countless mountain peaks and summits that once more reopen for those road cyclists who want to pit their endurance against that unenviable climb, we can all look forward to those warmer and longer blue sky days with fresh alpine air, outdoor living, and amazing sunsets. Leslie's favourite time of year to be in the mountains, we are blessed with many memories of spending the whole of August in the Alps during the summer holidays with the boys as they were growing up, and for those that have never been, we thoroughly recommend it. Summer in the Alps is not just about planning the things to do yourself. As well as the many festivals and events the resorts put on during the winter season, a full events calendar awaits those summer visitors to the Alps also. Split primarily across sport, music, and culinary, here we explore just a few dates to look forward to. Thanks to its geographical terrain, the Alps abound with sporting events and festivals through the summer. The world-famous and probably the most prestigious road cycling event, the Tour de France, will once again wind its way through the Alps this summer. The event in its 111th edition will begin on the 29th of June and conclude on the 21st of July. Thanks to the Paris Olympics taking place in the same month, the finish for the first time in over half a century won't be on the Champs-Élysées, instead being concluded in Nice. For the enduro cycle race fanatic, there is the 174-kilometre La Marmotte Alpes event that takes place on the 30th of June and encompasses a 5,000-metre climb across the Col de Croix de Fer that passes through Saint-Salin d'Arve, along with the Col de Galibier and the Col de Telegraph, with the race finishing in Alpe d'Huez. Packed with amateur events, the Haute Route Alpes event that begins in Megève on the 25th of August sees cyclists compete over 7 days, travelling 714 kilometres and accomplishing 19,405 metres of elevation as they make their way to Nice. For those that want a little practice, then the Time Megève Mont Blanc on the 9th of June with its three distances of 90 kilometres, 120 kilometres and 140 kilometres ensures there is something for everyone. Not to be outdone, for mountain bike lovers, the famous Passports du Soleil is a 3-day event in its 20th edition that runs 28th to the 30th of June this summer. Traversing two countries and enjoying 80 kilometres of terrain, 720 metres of uphill climbing, as well as 13 lifts, this 8 multi-start resort event that includes the popular Morzine, Leger and Châtel starting points, there are three disciplines, including one for e-bikes. The Mountain of Hell event that takes place on the 21st to the 23rd of June in Les Deux Alpes is an incredible 25-kilometre, 2,400-metre descent that encompasses all sorts of terrain, including snow, single tracks and rocks. This crazy ride is all about the first to the bottom is the winner. With Leger renowned for its mountain biking pedigree, it's no surprise that the UCI World Mountain Bike World Series event will be held here again for the second year running from the 4th to the 7th of July. Enjoying both endurance and gravity formats, cross-country short track, cross-country Olympic, and downhill rounds will take place here. While I've mentioned this event in previous podcasts, for those mountain bike lovers who may not have listened in before, I simply can't forget to mention the Alpe d'Huez Mega Avalanche that this year will take place on the 1st to the 7th of July. First run in 1995 with competitors that descend on the resort from around the globe to take part, it is widely recognized as being the most iconic mass start enduro race in the world. Starting at the top of Pic Blanc at 3,300 meters and descending 2,600 meters to Allemont in the valley, this craziest of downhill races is the longest downhill ride in the world. And leg power does not stop with two wheels. There are plenty of events for trail runners too. The Haut Fort Trail Race in its 17th year takes place on the 10th of August in Monzina-Vauria. Registered as a UTMB World Series qualifier event, there are four different races to compete in from 20 to 50 kilometer itineraries. While during the 26th of August to the 1st of September sees the Ultra Trail Mont Blanc in Chamonix, widely accepted as being one of the hardest races on foot in Europe, entrants will cross 106 miles with elevation gains of 9,963 meters. Not quite a pure running event, I want to mention the Morzine Spartan race that takes place on the 5th to the 7th of July, one of the tougher stages on the European circuit. Climbing and wading through both natural and man-made obstacles, it is not for the faint-hearted. We must not, of course, forget golf lovers. This year, on the 5th to the 8th of September, sees the return once more of the Omega European Masters in Crans-Montana. For those who have a love of horses, Megève is proud to offer the 13th edition of its International Show Jumping Festival that will take place from the 6th to the 14th of July this year. With the first half of the week providing events for both club and amateurs, the second half sees the international professional riders taking part. Moving away from sport, music and art forms another major group of events that bring people together in the Alps over the summer. The annual Chamonix Cosmo Jazz Festival that will take place this year from the 22nd to the 27th of July is completely free and can be enjoyed from the top of the Aiguille de Midi to the centre of the resort itself. While for the classical music lover, the Verbier Festival that takes place from the 18th of July to the 4th of August attracts visitors from all over the world. We mustn't also forget the world-famous Montreux Jazz Festival from the 5th to the 20th of July that enjoys both Lake Geneva and mountain backdrops and is only 1 hour from Verbier and Châtel. With so many alpine delights from cheese to meat to local produce grown and sold across the Alps, it goes without saying local artisans and shopkeepers are proud to take to their local market stalls once a week to show off their wares. For anyone visiting, while not a full-scale festival in the broader sense, this is a wonderful culinary experience where you get to sample some of the local delicacies and different products that make the mountains such an amazing gastronomic experience. For those that want a larger festival of food, the Savoie Cheese Festival held in Châtel from the 6th to the 7th of July is a weekend-long celebration of cheesemaking. Or for anyone who fancies a traditional Savoyard summer fare, with a host of delicious food and drink to try, then the 6th to 7th of August sees Val d'Isère play host to the Foire Aveline Festival. And that's it for today's episode. I hope you found the winter series of podcasts of interest, and my list of some of the many upcoming festivals and events across the Alps that will draw you to visit in the warmer summer months. We will be back and invite you to tune in again this summer as we continue to explore the joys of the Alps at this time of year. If there's anything you'd like us to cover, then please don't hesitate to contact us via the details contained within the show notes. Or if you have a specific question in mind, or generally would like to have a conversation about buying and owning a property in the Swiss or French Alps, then please reach out to us. We're here to help. Until the summer, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Alpine Property Podcast. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website, Alpine Property Investments, where you can also sign up for our regular email newsletter. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, we would love it if you would rate and review it, as this also allows the podcast to be shared more widely too. If you have any questions or comments, please do reach out to us via email. The details, along with our website, can be found in the show notes.